The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here at KFAI. I'm JSE the Navigator, joined this evening in studio by none other than the one, the only, L Boogie is in the building. What's up, L Boogie?
Pew, pew. It's my own.
I like it. Man, how you doing?
It's like
doing?
That meme when I'm throwing my own confetti at myself for my birthday. Yeah, you got to celebrate you sometimes.
That's right. For sure. How you doing this lovely Monday evening?
I'm good. Winter's dragging.
It is. They kind of tried to fake us a little bit. Mother Nature was like, you know,
I fell for it.
Like a shake move, like we saw. Remember that game we saw this weekend with Duke and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They were balling, right?
Oh my goodness, 1 point almost the whole time.
Yeah, wow, that was a good game.
Put Duke on my March Madness and yes, Michigan, but that's Duke's right. Always my first.
March Madness right around the corner. All-Star game. Since we've been. I don't know. We were away for a couple weeks. We had some stuff going. So,
sure,
this is our first time back in a bed here. I don't know what's happened. Is the world falling?
Not at KFAI. No.
Come on.
Rein in those donations and money.
The money.
Rein it in. Let us keep going.
Always great programming going on, too.
Yes.
Black History Month. Want to say rest in peace to Jesse Jackson. Rainbow Coalition, been doing it for many, many, many years. Rest in peace.
That's one of the founders, like, quote unquote.
Jesse Jackson was there when MLK was shot in Memphis. Jesse was a powerful force. You know, ran for president several times, just an illustrious career. An advocate for justice and, good time to celebrate that type of champion who dedicated his entire life, to making things more equal and, beneficial for all.
For sure. I was just a little nugget in elementary school, I believe, when he first ran. Mm. And I remember because my grandma would always talk politics with me, but I remember saying, oh, I want him to win too. And my grandma was like, oh, how come? She's just trying to engage me in dialogue. Mm-hmm. I said, I like what he says.
Mm.
You know, a young nugget there in elementary school, his words, I understood. His voice resonated. It was positivity and belief and hope that radiated from him. And I mean, I didn't know what it was or why. I mean, I was too young for politics, but I just knew that I felt like that was a good person.
Clearly committed to the movement, to the struggle. Jesse Lewis Jackson was born October 8th, 1941, and of course passed away a week ago. Was a strong advocate for civil rights, human rights, justice. Ordained minister, he kind of had that when he would speak. He had a gift, oratory skill that was pretty advanced. You know, he messed up a word here or there.
In the speaking circuits. It's more about how is the delivery with compassion and conviction.
True. That's true.
More than people hear only 7% of the words.
Okay.
The rest is body language and your vocal tone.
Well, he had mastered that part of it for sure.
I mean, he had good friends who did that too.
He did. As we said before, he was there when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot, ran in 1984 and again in 1988, came in second, runner up to Michael Dukakis in 88. I think George Bush won that year. Is that right? I think so. But anyway, we're going to celebrate Jesse on this day and then just try to catch up. We don't know where ICE is. It's still here in the Twin Cities. We heard about the great exodus that was happening. We still need to find out, check hotel, receipts. I have a feeling these guys may still be around here.
They are.
Although Tom Holden said that.
No, that's old news.
That's
They're
old
in
news.
The burbs.
They're in the burbs.
They're in the burbs.
Okay. Other parts of the state.
They're trying to pull covert slick ops, which
but
they are in the burbs.
But you would assume that their numbers have dwindled a bit, right? Because if they're in the burbs or across the state, that's still a lot of agents, 2,000 plus. I have a feeling, they have kind of reached their goal here to test, because we said this. We said our city, we did not want our city to be a testing ground for fascism. Well, it became that for sure, right? And now the assumption is that they're going to go regroup, in preparation for State of the Union address, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
just in time, right?
That's not.
You don't want to run, like, if you don't want bad PR before, the Comover-in-Chief is getting ready to deliver his speech, right? You kind of want to settle things, right? They're very strategic.
You might need to change your name. He's got a new do.
Is it like a replacement do? It doesn't comb over the same way?
No, he's moving it to the front.
He's moving. It's still comb upper.
He isn't.
Comb up and over.
He's letting it more natural. I noticed the color change. It's more natural, and it's more combed to the front, because I have a colic, too, similar to him. And I comb my stuff to the front, like my bangs, and I let it all go forward, kind of like a wannabe bouffant, but shorter.
Definitely. I don't know.
Mine's a little more thicker.
I need more.
Just look at some recent photos. There's less bronzer.
Okay.
He's going through, what do you call a fresh up?
A freshen up, a new style, like a makeover.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's better.
New branding?
No, fresh. A fresh up.
A fresh up. Freshen up. Okay.
Yeah. I think it looks good.
I'll buy into
that. It's better than before.
I'll buy into that.
If I got to be neutral on this, I tell everybody, grow your natural hair out, except for myself.
Okay.
I got a gloss.
Mm. Do we want to talk about what's happening geopolitically worldwide, like what's going down in Mexico? Do you want to talk about that?
It's chaos. It's impacting the flow of fentanyl is what they're saying, because that's what the chief drug was for that cartel.
So just give, can you summarize what happened, Samad? I mean, I'm looking at, you know, a bunch of, you know, it is chaos down in different parts of Mexico right now in the aftermath of one of the cartel leaders, you know, that got rolled up on because he was hanging out with his honey dip, right?
Well, they traced through her.
They traced his whereabouts, and then he had a skirmish with the federales and was shot and killed. In the aftermath of that, all of his homies, cronies, went off and have fired upon military installations, buses. It's almost 100 people have been killed.
20 states.
Right.
20 Mexican
and
states.
And this just happened a couple days ago, right?
Yeah. 25 National Guard members were killed Sunday in these attacks in Jalisco State. And this is El Mecho.
El Mecho.
And the cartel kingpin. But this... It's they messed with their leader and now they're retaliating against the government and the forces
and
that
citizenry,
are on behalf of the government. Citizen,
right?
everybody in their path.
Whoever's in their way. Yeah,
what they say is, like, you know, somebody else will take that place. We'll see what happens. But right now, they're saying don't go to Mexico. I don't know how they're going to get Americans out of there.
Well, this is so bad.
Yeah.
In a short period of time, that flights were canceled between Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, Puerto Vallarta.
Canada canceled all its flights there.
Did this happen? Did the military operation happen to catch El Mencho? Was that in Puerto Vallarta? I remember Puerto Vallarta having some role in this. And I could be wrong. But anyway, things have gone crazy. And I've seen Sicario 1 and 2. I saw those movies with Benicio del Toro and others. But no, as much as you're laughing,
I'm not laughing.
They are interesting characterization of some actual things that had happened related to cartel activities, especially along the border, you know, Texas, where Arizona, other places. And the thing about the cartels, when we think about gang activity here in the U.S., we think about the Costa Nostra, which, you know, Bloods and Crips, other, you know, Russian mob, others, they are not militarized. I mean, they may have, you know, militia-style folks who can, you know, bring AR-50s or whatever, AR-15s or whatever. In Mexico, they have, like, you know, ground-to-surface missiles, tanks. You know, they're in a whole different level when it comes to their aggression and military assets. Yeah, I don't know if they have helicopters, but they got a lot of armaments, and they raise up to a whole different level. This is clear, as we can see what's happening, as just one of the cartels was hit, and now they're blowing up parts of Mexico. I mean, it is real, real interesting. And the global connectivity, the fact that so many flights out of Mexico or into Mexico have now been canceled, people stranded, you were mentioning that. It's real. It's real down there.
They have the World Cup there this summer. Yeah, and there's fighting about 2 hours away from where it's going to take place. So hopefully, you know, for the safety of everybody in Mexico and citizens there and U.S. citizens visiting and other citizens from around the world, but everybody.
Yes.
Just, you know, hopefully you found a safe space and hopefully they have a safe way to exit if they must. So it's a worrisome situation, probably one that is not going to be okay for, I mean, I hope soon, but who knows what this one will happen.
Clearly, the response of the killing of El Mencho, most of the ire was directed toward the federales, the military that carried out the action.
Right.
So that's why we see them pulling out, you know, see a bunch of cars on fire. I think I saw 3 or 4 buses that were on fire. Mm-hmm. I think they have just, you know, just let their arsenal loose on and you said in several states,
yeah,
right?
20
states throughout Mexico. It's really sad time. So for those folks, you know, in this state who have relatives, we'll be praying for you. Those casualties that are those civilians that are in the way of a real complicated situation right now. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, KFAI.org, on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting R. Carlos Nakai, Sunday, March 8th. Native American flautist R. Carlos Nakai has spent decades weaving the ancient sounds of his heritage with contemporary musical forms. His work transcends genres and expands the Native American flute's expressive possibilities. Here, he will blend flute with elements of jazz, classical, and world music, integrating his heritage with contemporary sensibilities. More information about R. Carlos Nakai at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
This one is for my brother, Tyree, R.I.P.
Finishing them early, what possessed you to start them? We made a vow, later we'll regret till death do us part. Lord, I thought we was made for each other. You shouldn't connect those made to be taken away from each other. Now what I'm supposed to do? I'm only half the man that I was. I'll never last, cause my better half is up there with you. You knew what you was doing when you made us. So with all due respect, you could've forgave him. You didn't have to take him. He can take the game with him, cause he defines the word. The one who puts the G in it. Who you think put me in it? I'm feeling like my whole world is blinded. Wondering why, crying, pouring out my heart, pouring out liquor behind it. We fought like brothers, something we never should do. We could've used time spent arguing, telling the truth. He had talent too, I had plans of watching him blow. Don't know what hurts more, seeing him leave or watching him go.
Listen.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Celebrating the music of none other than Andre Rommel Young, also known as none other than Dr. Dre, who celebrated a birthday last week. Dr. Dre, rapper, songwriter, record producer, entrepreneur, executive, DJ, actor.
Do we like him? Do we like Dre?
Listen, Dr. Dre.
I'm asking for a friend, only because, you know, Snoop, he went sideways.
There would be no Snoop without Dr. Dre.
Okay.
There would be, you could say, I mean, some people would say there would be no NWA without Eazy-E, and there's truth to that because Eazy-E financed it, and they was from around the way, and without no money, no ducats, they wouldn't have been able. But the person who sustained, arguably single-handedly, and I'll say arguably because there were some folks, got to give DJ Yellow some cred, got to give Egyptian Lover, can't remember that cast name. So West Coast had a certain kind of sound, you know, Too Short, but Dr. Dre, Too Short, Ice-T, there are other folks, but the person who took the West Coast sound and turned it into a global phenomenon coming from just gangster rap and from the hood where people was outside, you know, with curls and slippers, you know, the hood round the way. Dr. Dre took that funk-centered vibe and made a, you know, just transcended hip-hop to the point where even though the East Coast is where, and the Bronx is where hip-hop originates from with the B-boys, and there were B-boys on the West and B-boys all over and B-girls, but Dr. Dre is instrumental in a West Coast sound that has surpassed, at certain points it's surpassed and has set trends and has never changed. What's really dope, as other parts of the country, you know, lose regional identity, Cali and Dre stay cemented in who they are. You hear Kendrick, who is he on the tracks with? Dre. We hear Game, who is he on the tracks with? Dre. Too Short, Ice Cube, all these other folks have been loyal to the musical dude, right? Who is the beat maker, producer, creator, Eminem, 50 Cent, all of them dudes come from, are a product of this mastermind of hip hop music, Dr. Dre. He is not without flaw, for sure, but he has been an amazing creative force in hip hop. Well, most of you out there got Beats heads, you know, headphones, whether you're using the kind of Beats that I have, when, you know, for my iPhone, my AirPods, or that you have, right? You got the wireless joints like CeCe. This dude has had an amazing, profound impact on hip hop. That's why one of the first hip hop shows that happened at the Super Bowl, you know, even though it was Jay-Z who put it together, who did he have lead the development of that program? Who did we hear from real hip hop? Dre orchestrated it. So anyway, my bad. Apparently, I'm a huge fan.
Apparently, I am too. But so did you know, and probably, but this is just for, he also, you had mentioned a couple of the names. I'm looking at a Rolling Stone top list, number 16 through 19. I mean, 9 through 16. Number 10, Mary J. Blige, Family Affair. Dre produced it. Number 9, Eve, Let Me Blow Your Mind. Dre produced it. Let me go back to 11. Eminem, My Name Is. Dre produced it. And even on down to 14, In Da Club by 50 Cent. Dre produced it. Yes, so...
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Dre produced it. Ice Cube. Dre produced it, both before N.W.A. and after.
One of my favorites, Lady of Rage, Afro mm-hmm. Puffs. Dre produced it.
Yes. The Chronic. Dre produced it. The Chronic 2021. Dre produced it. Deep Cover.
Dre produced it. Hey,
Death
you know
Row
what?
Records.
You ask me often, have asked me if I liked Jay-Z. No. I like Dre, and I've always liked Dre. I was always West Coast music.
Yes.
Deep all the way down into the very beginnings that you mentioned, like even yes. DJ Quick.
Yep,
and
yep.
even though I didn't know what they were really, truly talking about, uh-huh. my young years, AMG. Yep. Old school West Coast hip hop. That was what I started with.
Yeah.
And so he is my favorite because I was West Coast aligned.
He was the dude. And I was very East Coast aligned. We've had these conversations a couple times. I was very much so. I was on the East Coast, impacted definitely by, we just did a tribute last week to De La Soul, one of the most influential groups, albums, 3 Feet High and Rising in hip hop. But I was in this mix, you know, on the East Coast, in the South, when Outkast came to be, and it was Dre and the Chronic that stole, you know, the trophy, the mm-hmm. hip hop trophy, and they held it for a minute. And it took a minute. It took Wu-Tang. It took all these other, you know, folks to come back to try to wrestle back control of hip hop from the West Coast and from Dre. And you know what? To some extent, they never have. Dre cemented himself and cemented his sound. Roger Troutman, a lot of, you know, Funkadelic and George Clinton, a lot of that real deep funk, Bootsy Collins music of the 70s and the early 80s, Dre encapsulated and incorporated in a unique manner that none others have, you know. And when you, those of you hip hop heads out there, and I know we exist, we in abundance, you know, if Dre is not on your top five list of producers all time, then you need to, you know, scratch off somebody. I don't care. Pick one of them. It really don't matter, because he probably is number one on a host of lists. His impact on hip hop music, in many respects, is unparalleled.
Well, and one of my favorites is one of his proteges, Eminem.
That's right. That's right.
So I guess I got to put Dre as number one, because Eminem, it wouldn't be Eminem without Dre.
I mean, I'm more into, like, for me, Jay Dilla, you know, is, you know,
I like
premier, you know, but when we look at those, you know, the RZA, we look at those key foundational elements of hip hop, the foundations of hip hop, and then those who have taken those foundations, whether it is rhyming or, you know, DJing, turntablism, right? Which Dre falls into that in production, you know, then there's, you know, the breakdancing part, the graffiti and other, but
Well, I think it's hard too. It's not always apples to apples when you're comparing, because mm-hmm. Dre has a broad reach. But when we're talking just straight rhymes, is he?
Well, no. I mean, from a lyricist standpoint, I don't put Dre on a top. But when it comes to producers, when it comes
that's
to
what I'm saying,
yeah, when it comes to the sound of a song, music production, you know, Dre's you know, his impact and, you know, his body of work still doing it right now,
right.
You know, Premier comes out with stuff and RZA's still coming out with stuff, but just the volume and the level of work, new artists, you know, the folks that we didn't even know that he had done things with, you know, he kind of stands, you know, head above a lot of different folks. We're going to celebrate him. And we're going to also celebrate Laura Finesse up in here, because Laura Finesse celebrated a birthday recently as well. Thank you for riding with us on a regular, y'all, here up in Beats at KFAI, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We really, really appreciate the love and the regular listenership. We're going to take another music break. We'll be back in a few.
Suspicious. You sound so fictitious. Believe me, I know the difference. I got some words for you, Nick. You're the definition of it. Listen up. I've been where you going 3 times and plus. Big houses, cars, jewelry, bad. It's all around this motherfucker. I seen it all, and guess what? It's the... You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I know some just like that. Front ass, man. Really ain't got no bucks like that. Stuck like that. It's cool if you cool with getting love like that. Flash it down to Southside Raleigh. You'll be running out of luck like that. What I mean by that is why your name always in these rental records. Spending rent money, getting that bottle service into your section. You leased your car, leased your house, leased your spouse. No, she leaving if you run out of paper. It might be smashing your neighbor. I know you think you a star because followers click in. Guess your ambition is to keep up with social tradition. Like sneaker shopping, some of you just sickening, cause you'll take your soul out just so you can fit in.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Say She She at the Fine Line, Friday, February 27th. New York City punk chic and discodelic band Say She She takes to the Fine Line stage with their latest release, Cut and Rewind. Say She She mines the sounds of the 70s and 80s and focuses them through a modern lens. The result is an optimistic, retro-fresh take while still grounded in lyrical reality. Opening the show is Katsu Oso. More information about Say She She at the Fine Line is available at first-avenue.com.
Yeah. What up? This is Dr. Dre. The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
All right, Twin Cities. It's a Dre day. Couple days late, but we can celebrate Dr. Dre, his contribution to hip hop. Right, Death Row Records. He's a part of that, even though that was Suge Knight. He spun off, created Aftermath. You know, California Love. Remember that track?
Mm-hmm.
That's Dre.
Of course it is.
The whole Friday album, probably produced by Dre, but definitely the only banger we remember. I just play Keep Your Heads Ringing, Dre. Interscope, he did No Diggity with back in the day.
Of course he did. Black Street. Of course he did.
So anyway, you know, Dr. Dre in and of itself, you know, I'll just say this, Beats headphones, you know. There you go. He's gonna make sure you keep your head bobbing. We're gonna keep our heads bobbing for years to come as a result.
It's a nice little inheritance to set up for your children, is to invest in a company like that. Way to go. Very smart of Dre. Kudos. You know what? Here's some different news. Chicago named their snowplow.
They
named a snowplow.
They named just one snowplow?
They named one. Do you want to guess the name?
No. I mean, yes. What is the name? My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't have any.
It's two words. Second letter. I eat it and crave it and put it in my cups.
Huh?
It's cold.
Ready? Ice.
Okay. First word.
Oh. Is it on some...
Seven letters.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like four letters, like Jacob Fry.
They didn't name their...
Okay.
They didn't name their plow after our mayor. No.
No. I mean, he had his own statement about ice.
Well,
get out.
Chicago named their snow plow Abolish Ice.
Abolish Ice. Okay.
Yeah. That's the name that won.
Yeah. You know, Jacob Fry has some more choice words about ice. He said...
He's had a few, yes.
Yeah, he has. He has. Okay.
Well, and then I started...
We'll go for Chicago.
Yes.
The Windy City gets cold there. They deal with a lot of ice in addition to the other ice that's been, you know, invading large metro areas of recent.
Yeah.
We clearly do not have an agenda, folks.
I do.
I don't know how we got halfway through the show plus without any kind of agenda.
I
could just keep talking about
Dre. No, because... I'm trying to instill some thought-provoking questions.
Okay,
I'm trying
to prepare.
If you could have a bingo card for the State of the Union address, what would be some of the words you would have on this bingo card? For example, I wrote down, because every time our president says a word, you can, you know, mark it, and then the first one to get a bingo gets to have a cookie
or a shot of your favorite liquor. Okay, I'm going to come up with a word, but I don't think it's going to be in the speech at all. And it's
It's got to be a word he says.
I was going to come up with Epstein. No. I have a feeling Epstein is not going to be.
But
in
he
the
had. But that's not the point of bingo. Is that when he says mm-hmm. something, you mark it.
Tariff.
Oh, okay. I have Biden. Come on now. Do you need me to fill more in? I have corrupt. I have beautiful. He likes the word beautiful.
Will he use the word corrupt?
The corrupt Supreme Court. He's mad at the Supreme Court.
They, you know, even though
for they siding against his
tariffs. Protect him and his cray.
Oh, he don't care. So, he's just doing it anyway. He told all the other countries to just ignore that ruling, according to Associated Press, at least.
Will he mention Governor Walz?
Ooh, or I don't Jacob know. Do you Fry? Want me? I'll put those down for you. I have Holman.
Okay.
And hockey.
Will he mention Gnome?
Oh, like Christy Gnome. I thought, like a gnome, you know, G-N-O-M-E.
He might have forgot about her already, you know.
Rumor has it she's job hunting, per my conspiracy theory sites.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, could be real.
I mean, we got a good bingo card started. Okay. I have also greatest or great, because she likes that adjective, and board of peace. So if you're all listening, you'd be creating a bingo card right now and make the State of the Union painfully somewhat maybe fun if you're going to listen to it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, like, I want to make it bearable to listen to. So I'm just going to listen to the certain words, like Greenland.
Okay.
We'll see who gets a bingo.
Do you think there will be a mention of Venezuela?
No, I think they're trying to avoid that, even though he's the president of that, too.
Rubio?
I might say his name, yeah. Okay. Right. I would say affordability. That's how he says it.
Could you say it again?
Affordability. I'm not laughing at affordability because I need it. I'm just saying that's he says it in a lot of different
ways.
Maybe
how he rolls. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
What else?
I think there's a Supreme Court I had on there.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm. Let's see. What else? That's two words.
I mean, then by the time you're done, and if you get bingo, you just could just not do bingo and just take a shot every time certain words are said.
Mm.
You can play it however you want to play it. But I was just trying to think
There's
about
different ways.
Like, I'm like, okay, I got a positive psychology myself. Create good energy.
Can we find out who's been invited to the State of the Union address?
The women's hockey team, but they turned it down. They have conflicts.
They had conflicts.
Yep. Men's hockey team, I don't remember if they said yes or no yet. And the victims.
Gold winning
ones.
Men's hockey
team.
Yes. I think the women have won gold recently.
They won gold too,
a couple times. They've been dominant. The U.S.
The Epstein victims, I don't know which ones, but they'll be there. And Stauber invited some friends.
Friends of who?
Not of Minneapolis. They're not of Minneapolis.
Friends of Stauber's, yes.
They're friends of the local officials.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Not on the DFL side.
Mm. Okay.
And certainly not of
the
Minneapolis.
He's a GOP guy, so yeah.
Okay, I know, but okay. I was trying to drop some not so subtle hints.
Okay. Gotcha.
One, you know, Minneapolis residents really did not like.
Who was that dude? Yeah, look him up real quick. That was a guy who was a hater, white supremacist type, came up in the mix. Some people was trying to.
He's always
blows.
On YouTube flexing with, you know, with this certain background, and always like, we're gonna come and take over. I'm like, wow, bro, and we're gonna get this. And he came here like, look at this fraud at this daycare, wrong hours. Look at this fraud in the state, invited by certain members. Just look it up in the newspaper. Of our local government, our local politics.
Mm-hmm.
He was invited here. And then all this chaos ensued after. Not saying he's the reason, but that's what he's known for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's known for, okay. Is creating trouble.
Okay.
In a very,
being a dude.
YouTuber, social media influencer.
Okay.
And so that's one of the individuals that Stauber gratefully invited to the State of the Union. So, you know, you'll see him in. You'll see him. So, we should put Nick Shirley on our bingo card, maybe, or our drink card. Make State of the Union pleasant card. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of these conspiracies on YouTube.
Any other insight?
No. I've been watching these conspiracies on YouTube. Listen here.
Okay. I'm listening.
Michael Jackson's name. His reputation could maybe be saved or salvaged. Have you heard anything about this? Have I told you about these rumors, these conspiracies? Well, I wonder if people are believing these conspiracies, and I'll share in a moment. But I've been hearing more Michael Jackson music when I go shopping, like overhead.
So we got... I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I'm talking about this. Then you can interrupt after I'm done.
Okay, go ahead.
Michael Jackson might have been trying to save kids from going to Epstein Island.
Really? I think I heard you mentioning
Macaulay Culkin.
Something about
specifically.
Something to that extent. That there is clearly a lot of interesting ties to Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of interesting ties to people like Oprah Winfrey, and
she has a picture with him.
Michael Jackson and a host of other folks. probably Puffy. That's where Puffy probably got the baby oil idea.
He probably got it as a gift. Who knows?
He probably got a lot of bottles.
You know, here we are conspiracy.
Those bottles are Epstein specials.
I don't know. I got down. My algorithms now are aligned on those conspiracies, and I can see how people get pulled down into these little dark alleyways of conspiracies. Like, come here, let me tell you something. And I was there. I was in it. I'm like, yeah, I want to hear about this because I still like Michael Jackson's music, and I didn't want to support those beliefs.
Mm. But it's true. I'm going to say one more name, and then we're going to go to a music break.
Okay.
Prince Andrew. So I want you to think about that.
You. I don't want to think about that.
Before we go on a break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy again here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
KFAI comes from the Parkway Theater and Lounge, presenting Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet, Tuesday, March 10th. For over 50 years, Michael Doucet and Beau Soleil have been mainstays on the Cajun music scene. With a distinctive sound distilled from New Orleans jazz, blues, rock, folk, country, swamp pop, and zydeco, Beau Soleil brings Cajun spice to every song. More information about Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet at the Parkway is available at theparkwaytheater.com.
Well, Boog, that song was for you, dedicated to you. That is Lord Finesse remix. Lord Finesse, born Robert Hall Jr., born in the Bronx, the South Bronx. Those are back-to-back remixes by Lord Finesse, another super producer connected to none other than Diamond D, who was an amazing producer. Straight out of the Bronx, last week, February 19th, Robert Hall Jr., a.k.a. Lord Finesse, celebrated his 56th birthday. Again, a cat who worked with a lot of different people, KRS-One, MC Light, Akineli, Sadat X, Large Professor, Grand Puba, Kid Capri, super producer out of New York. Happy belated birthday to Lord Finesse. And I love those songs, those amazing remixes of classics. Classic Michael Jackson, you mentioned Jackson before our break. And then, of course, none other than Marvin Gaye. Great production on those remixes. But before we get up out of here.
Did you say Lauren? Like L-A-U-R-E-N, just so that the listeners hear.
Lord Finesse?
Lord
Finesse.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I get, you know, in my mix. Lord Finesse.
L-O-R-D.
Yes.
F-I-N-N or F-I-N?
Finesse, like Finesse. You know,
yeah.
Like Finesse.
Well,
yeah.
Just, you know, Lord, in case people
Lord
are wondering.
Finesse. Again, out of the Bronx, the South Bronx, home of, we got the juxtaposed reality, got home of hip hop, South Bronx. We talked about it before. I'm forgetting his name right now. Father of hip hop. And then we got DJ Kool Herc as well, I was thinking. And then, of course, we got Dr. J. Dr. Dre. Dr. J was a dude too. But anyway,
it was good.
I love those tracks. Those are amazing, amazing tracks musically. They just get me in the mood whenever I listen to them. But okay, so we got the State of the Union address tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow evening. Don't know how many folks are going to be tuning into that. I'm sure. We will, you know, get a breakdown later, you know. Sure, millions will hear the hubba bubba of Bubba. We start calling him Bubba.
Don't think he'd like that.
I saw the Batista. For those of you who get memes out there, Batista had an interesting one where he was kind of calling out Bubba.
Maybe we could have a contest or something.
For what?
Best name.
Best name?
Mm-hmm.
I like Home Over in Chief.
Mm-mm.
Shot goes Chances out do. To our man, 50 Grand, who couldn't make it tonight, Mr. Buckner.
Mm-hmm.
He calls him the Orange Mussolini.
I hope
what
all is good.
What you got?
I'm mourning the Olympics.
Are you? Oh.
Closing up. Yeah.
When is the closing ceremony? Was that last night?
Good question. I just had it.
It feels like it's been going on for a long time. I have to give shout outs to all of these amazing athletes. You know, and a part of me was like, okay, it's all kids, young kids. That's why they can, you know, jump off slopes and go 100 feet in the air, do tricks, land on their feet backwards or whatever. But the truth is there are a lot of folks who are in their 30s plus, skiers. Who were killing it. What's her name? Michaela Scheffner. Is that her name? She took slalom downhill. I think she was in her 30s. Of course, the sad story of Lindsey Vonn, who had an accident, wasn't able to finish.
No. But they saved her leg.
They did save her leg. But the great thing about the Olympics is the best athletes come out of the woodwork, people from all over the world, such great stories. And, you know, the Winter Olympics is a much more scaled back set of games, right, because it's a little different than the Summer Olympics. But, man, what amazing athletes.
I don't know if it's scaled back, but well, I would say.
It just feels like there are more events, more diversity of events in the Summer Olympics.
Really?
It feels like it.
Oh. Well, they already had the closing ceremony yesterday.
Did they?
That's why you were sleeping. Remember when you fell asleep and took a nap?
Okay.
That's when it happened.
But it was amazing. I mean, you recorded everything.
So I did.
We can watch it whenever we need to.
Yeah, they had closing ceremony. So it's officially over. But I do have them all saved so we can keep rewatching them when we want. Because there are ones like where I think about, like, oh, I didn't watch the final medal for the cross. I was going to say cross. The motocross style for snowboarding. I wanted to see the medal contending for that.
Okay.
But it's not motocross.
What was your favorite event? Did you have a favorite event? Is that too much to ask?
No, not at all. Okay. I like snowboarding.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always my favorite, but very specifically.
That was amazing. Some of the things that those snowboarders were able to do. And then, of course, some of the crashes.
The snowboard cross is my favorite.
The cross?
Yeah, you know, when they were racing.
Okay.
We were watching that they were racing in fours. And then it was a relay. Yeah. Then the girls went.
Kind of.
And then the men went.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was just a lot of different.
What about you?
Curling. That's my favorite. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I like curling's kind of interesting. But I like the luge. I don't know why.
Right.
I like the luge. And we were talking about the two-person luge, right? Remember that? So it was either, it's like sometimes two girls, two guys. And what's very interesting is when you watch the person who's on top, you know, how they have to look. You got to, you know, it's not like you're in a position where you could really see where you're going because you're laying down going 70 miles an hour, right? And, you know, but these folks who just barely have to miss hitting the side to anyway, I like the luge.
So when we were trying to figure out why in the world did they decide to have a stacked version of the luge with two people? And it's a high speed event.
It's the question of the day.
Yep. Aerodynamic position on a single sled. They're like laying stacked. So the bottom rider controls the sled. The top rider provides the balance for a perfect synchronization to navigate ice tracks.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Seems a little less than perfect, but you're right in that it's amazing that anyone, one person or two, will get on that little, you know, slide and go 74 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour.
I mean, you got to be really flat to be person on top laying down, because I mean, you have a booty and then you're going to roll right off, or any sort of like, you know, rolls.
Yes.
I mean, it'll be your balance won't be so great. So you got to be like back in the day that, I know we're at time, but
that's all right.
Plank position, like solid flat plank position.
Mm.
Flat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be in sync like we are.
We are. We
time.
Are not in sync, but we are in sync. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We'll be back next week, y'all. One love. We out. Peace. Up next, health notes.
8 to 10, Black History Month.
Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming and archived at kfai.org. Always a breath of fresh air.